This is Rilo's Quack Chat. As a call maker, I enjoy talking shop with other duck call makers. On this podcast, it's all about duck calls and duck hunting. From the marsh to the duck call shop, we're going to find the story behind the duck calls and the people that make them. This is Rilo's Quack Chat.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? This is Riley Hendrickson with Rilo's Quack Chat, talking about duck calls, duck hunting, the story behind the duck calls, and the story behind the duck call makers. Well, for the last two, maybe three years, I have had the opportunity and privilege to talk to some of the greatest duck call makers in the industry. And some of the really good up-and-comers, and it has been absolutely awesome. And with that said, so I'm just going to cut to the chase. This will not be a very long episode. I'm actually supposed to record Mike Miller tomorrow, and then we'll see how it goes after that. So, to get everyone up to speed, this last year I was sick, all that good stuff, finally got through it, got the podcast back up and rolling. We've been doing great. We've had some awesome guests lately, and I mean, you know, the listenership came back. You guys have been listening like crazy. But the studio I have right now is about going on 10 years old. And with some of the recent episodes, kind of the writing has been on the wall with my studio saying, hey, we can't last much longer. So I am in a pickle and situation to where the podcast, could possibly end. I am at the point where I did already record a farewell episode, just in case the studio does crash, but every time I pull up a new folder to start another episode, I definitely grit my teeth going, oh no, is this it? So hopefully Mike Miller's will go well, and if I do have to use this studio still, I'll have to be sparing on episodes. However, this is why I wanted to bring out to the quack addicts, you guys that, and ladies that listen to this every week, and contact me and say you love the podcast. So, so I have found new equipment that could get me by for a while, and it would actually be portable. It'd be helpful. And yeah, so I never really promote my stuff on here. I do it very once in a while. If I've done, I think I've done over 60 some episodes, maybe going on 70. It was maybe twice, two or three times. Because I do that on other podcasts, I want to really focus on the guests, and really promote them and tell the story behind their, duck calls. And so I don't really promote my duck calls, and right now I'm really trying to get an order done, so I'm really limited on what calls I can make. I had a really big order I'm almost getting really close to being done with. However, I'm having issues with my tone boards, and really any call orders I get in right now, that money goes towards my bills. So I'm in that situation right now that I'm not a full-time duck call maker, but the calls I do sell, those go towards bills, and it takes money to run the podcast and that type of thing. So I am putting out there, I know a lot of you may be tuning out right now, but right now I'm asking, for a little SOS, just a little help. If you have been listening for a while, and you want to hear this thing keep on going, really my initial equipment costs $150. That's a duck call to a collector. And I've also had some duck call, a friend of mine that's a duck call maker say, hey, I could waffle off a duck call. I mean, we could do this a couple of different ways, but I'm just going to ask if you want to donate $20, $50, $150, just how much is this podcast worth? You know, whenever I miss doing a episode, you guys chime right in, and I really appreciate it. But if you guys have, if you have bought a call in the past, or you have, or you're not in the lower 48, you're in Canada, and it'd be a pain in the butt to send money. The bet, one of the really cool things and would be really helpful is to leave a rating on for the podcast, 5-star, leave a comment. That would help me so much. And the guys that and ladies that do that already, thank you so much. But if you can't do a financial help, just leave a 5-star rating and a comment saying, hey, I listened to the podcast, blah, blah, blah. And I really appreciate that. And I appreciate everyone that has helped out the podcast in the past. I really appreciate you guys. And if you want to, if you're like, man, I really want to see this podcast keep going, the equipment I would be buying would be portable, so I would have it down at Realfoot. It would be way better than the equipment I was having issues with last year. So I'd be able to go down there. I'd be able to record people. I'd be able to interview people. And with way better equipment and only cost really the price of a duck call, $150. So, and if you guys send more than that, then I'm able to buy better headphones, better gear, and we can just keep this thing going. But if no funds come in, no donations or help comes into the podcast, I may have to, after Mike Miller, I may have to be gone for a little while just so I can do things on my own. Sell a couple things in that type of deal. But if you feel like, you know, if you feel like this podcast has been worth your time and even worth like $5, $10 chipping in, throwing something in there, I really appreciate it. Really, the initial equipment only costs about $150. So any donations, I mean, I'm looking at the numbers. I mean, there's enough of you. If you threw a couple bucks in here and there, y'all could raise this up and keep on listening. And, I mean, I could spend a whole episode just thanking everyone, throwing your names and call businesses out there and that type of deal. So, and the guys that have sent me duck calls and all that stuff, I really appreciate you guys. So this is just kind of a SOS. I had no other options at this point. Cause I'm just kind of, even at this episode, I'm just kind of gritting my teeth, making, just hoping this will go through. So yes, if you want to help the podcast out, keep it going. My PayPal is R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, no spaces, Hendrickson, H-E-N-D-R-I-X-S-O-N, at live, L-I-V-E, .com. And that's my PayPal. If you feel like you want to help the podcast out and you really enjoy it, I mean, this is a value for value. You help the podcast out and we can keep going. And you know, just throw out some ideas for some possible, guests to come on here. And yeah, I know it's a hard time right now with the economy and inflation, and I wouldn't ask unless I really had to. Anyone that knows me knows I'm really proud and I don't ask for help, but looking at the podcast numbers, I know that there's someone out there, a couple of y'all that could really help out and, kind of save the podcast before the studio just powers down and I have to post that farewell episode. So, and that's the last thing I want to do. If anything, I will be gone for a little bit and try to raise funds on my own. So, everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode. It's one of those episodes that if it comes on the radio, I'm going to switch off of it. I'm not going to listen to it. But when it's not a huge radio station, but a one-man production podcast that I do all the production, I actually do mastering and boosting that a lot of people that have podcasts don't do. because I use a pro studio and use a lot of things. So, and with the new equipment, I'll be able to use some of that stuff too. So, yeah, so, I mean, you're helping the guy out. So if you're interested, go, back to, it's Riley Hendrickson, RileyHendrickson at LIVE.com at PayPal. And you can, if you want to help the podcast out, that's where you send some funds. Or if you can't do that, you're in Canada or you don't really feel like sending money, you're not cool with that, I totally understand. Just give the podcast a 5-star rating and leave a comment. When you leave a comment, that helps people find the podcast, and that would help out a lot. So, like I said, everyone's struggling right now. It's a bad economy. I'm not going to get into the politics of that, but I wouldn't ask unless I really, really, really had to. So, everyone, thank you so much. I hope we have many more podcast episodes, and this will just be a nice little memory to go back to, and hopefully I'll have some new equipment in the next month. Now, if I get donations within a day, I will literally have new equipment within a week. So that money won't go anywhere else but the podcast. So everyone, till next time, this is Riley Hendrickson with Rilo's Quack Chat. Real quick, that is Riley Hendrickson at live.com. No capitalizations and no spaces. Also, you can email me at that as well.